This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved two rail projects with an estimated cost of 6,798 crore rupees to provide connectivity, facilitate ease of travel and minimize logistics costs. The first project involves the doubling of 256 km of railway line from Narkatiyaganj to Raksol, Sitamarhi and Darbhanga and the Sitamarhi-Muzaffarpur section. This project will strengthen connectivity to Nepal, Northeast India and border areas by facilitating the movement of passenger trains alongside goods trains. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the importance of the project in Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the CCEA has given its nod to a new railway line for Amravati, which is the new capital city of Andhra Pradesh. He said a new railway line will be constructed between Yerupalem and Namburu via Amravati, covering 57 kilometers. He informed that estimated cost of this project is 2,245 crore rupees and will provide direct rail connectivity to Hyderabad, Chennai and Kolkata. The projects will improve logistical efficiency by connecting unconnected areas, increasing existing line capacity and enhancing transportation networks, resulting in streamlined supply chains and accelerated economic growth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India and China have been involved in talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve their differences in certain areas along the line of actual control, LAC. In his address at the inaugural session of the Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2024 in New Delhi, the Defence Minister said, following the talks, a broad consensus has been achieved to restore the ground situation based on the principles of equal and mutual security. Mr. Singh said, India has a distinctive vision regarding development and security, which has made self-reliance in defence a prominent national goal. He said that transforming India's defence sector into a self-reliance entity will have far-reaching ripple effects. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a three-day visit to India from today to take part in the 7th intergovernmental consultations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the intergovernmental consultations tomorrow. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Justice Sanjeev Khanna has been appointed as the next Chief Justice of India. Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said in a tweet that President Draupadi Murmu, after consultation with CJI, D.Y. Chandrachud, has appointed Justice Khanna as CJI with effect from 11th November. Justice Khanna is currently the second senior most judge of the Supreme Court. He will become the 51st Chief Justice of India. Justice Khanna is due to retire on 13th May 2025. Chief Justice of India Dr. D.Y. Chandrachud has stated that over the past 75 years, the Supreme Court has evolved into a true people's court. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, marking the 75th anniversary of the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice shared his insights on various topics, including his fond memories as a presenter at All India Radio. The interview will be broadcast tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. on 100.1 Akashvani Gold and additional frequencies. It will also be available on our app News on AIR, website newsonair.gov.in and across all our social media platforms. The Ministry of Defence has signed a contract for the procurement of 6 air cushion vehicles for the Indian Coast Guard at over 387 crore rupees. The ministry said these amphibious vessels, also called hovercrafts, will be procured under the Buy Indian category. The procurement of these platforms aims to boost the Indian Coast Guard's capabilities and reinforces the increased focus on maritime security. In women's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 59 runs in the first one-day international of a three-match series at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. Chasing the target of 228 runs, New Zealand were all out for 168 in 40.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.